Muslim extremists are attacking Christians in Pakistan. Students will go through the New Testament in 40 days in the U.S. And media and healthcare are vehicles for the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Suicide bombers attack this week and rival parties are clashing with more frequency in the run-up to Pakistan's parliamentary elections slated for February 18th. As the wave of pre-poll violence spreads south, Open Doors' Al Jansen says there are concerns mounting about the influence Muslim extremists are exerting.
Never before have they been as far down as Lahore. Extremists have also been attacking the church lately. There's even more concern among the Christians is what's going to happen coming out of these elections.
Jansen got a letter from a Christian in Pakistan with a number of prayer requests.
Pray for President Musharraf and for his family and for protection and for wisdom for him. They also asked for prayer for the Bhutto family, particularly for the son who's been handed the mantle. We're just praying that he will have Christian influence in his life. Pray for no further violence during the elections.
Next, China is one of the worst nations in the world when it comes to the persecution of Christians. But the church is growing by the thousands. Lack of trained leaders is allowing heresy to seep into the church. Transworld Radio is trying to curb the problem with their Seminary on the Air radio broadcast, says TWR's John Somerville.
Seminary on the Air is a program that is aired a couple times daily. It's a three-year program that basically gives them seminary-style teaching, so that they can be attending seminary from the privacy of their own home.
While theological training is needed, so are churches. That's why TWR is handing out China Radio Church Kits. It basically establishes a church around a radio, and they're in hot demand.
We asked the question, could you use more China Radio Church Kits? And their immediate response was yes. Send us 10,000 or 100,000. That's a little overwhelming for us, but there is such a great need, especially for those who live in the rural areas.
You're listening to Mission Network News. During a January seminar, past African-American missionary candidates received a formal apology from SIM International for being denied service. The practice was done to comply with colonial African governments in places where SIM worked. As of late, though, the organization's been unpacking the baggage of their more than 100-year history. SIM's Steve Strauss washed the feet of three African-American missionaries after the apology speech as a symbol of repentance. Next, by listening to an audio Bible 28 minutes a day, 1,300 students at Dallas Baptist University will hear the entire New Testament in 40 days. Faith Comes by Hearing provided the audio Bibles for the campaign. Many students wanted an audio Bible before, and in the age of iPods, listening to the Bible's a good fit. Faith Comes by Hearing hopes that this campaign grows the faith of the students as well as the entire campus. Pray that more campuses bring audio scripture to their students. And HCJB Global's Dee Walker is working to implement their transformational goal in sub-Saharan Africa. Using the strength of media, healthcare, and leadership development, the team can better reach a populace with the hope of Christ. But Walker wants their partners' input on how to best shape their regional goals.
We've invited 15 of our key partners to a two-day consultation that will be held on the 27th and the 28th of February in Accra, Ghana, to lay this out and let's have a dialogue on this concept.
The bottom line on this project, get the national leaders to own the concept. Walker is praying for unity as the team explores the best way to present the hope of Christ to Africa.
We all know that Africa is very unstable politically, and it's not easy to minister in Africa. But we would ask people to just pray that as we meet with these church leaders, radio station leaders, and managers, that God's Spirit will just engulf all of us so that we will be sure that this is what God wants us to do.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but also lyrics that will touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.